The following program is a paid-for third-party presentation not affiliated with the Sportsnet Radio Network. The views expressed are those of the participants and do not reflect the opinions of the Sportsnet Radio Network or Rogers Communications.
Louder than a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. A beautiful, wintry-looking weekend in this part of the world. I'm Angela Wilde. Thanks for joining us on Sportsnet 590 The Fan, Outdoor Journal Radio. Behind the glass, no, it is not Stephen Labadie. He's gone. Again, Joseph Gorskowski, one of the main and principal characters in the whole Outdoor Journal Fishing Canada team behind the glass today. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. Did Steve had another wedding or?
I have no idea. That's twice like in a month.
So yep.
Mark him down. Mark him down. Just a little ammunition at the Christmas party, my friend. Derek Brandale, Jessica Ellis on the board as per usual, keeping us honest today. Running the ship, as it were, for the fan. Now, I do want to, this is going to be a little different for me this morning. Before we get into the business at hand, where we tell you what's on the program today and what to look forward to, et cetera, I do have a bit of an editorial to share with you. So let me put another disclaimer out there. You know, at the beginning of our program, Sportsnet started a few years ago putting a disclaimer saying that, you know, the views and opinions expressed by this program and its hosts are not necessarily the views and opinions expressed by Rogers and or Sportsnet. And that's cool because that cleared the air a long time ago as to what could be said and could not be said. So I'm going to throw a little inside the disclaimer disclaimer at you right now. And that is the views and opinions of this host are not necessarily shared by the rest of the team on Outdoor Journal. Okay, like Joseph, you. See, now you're happy. Now you're smiling because you were worried before that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. First of all, I want to thank all of my colleagues and friends and family members who gave me advice this week leading up to today's show, which they very rarely do, by the way. But this week, everybody felt compelled to reach out to me to see what was on the agenda for ODJ Radio this fine Saturday. And I do appreciate all of and I value all of your opinions. But, you know, at the end of the day, I need to be who I am. Otherwise, I wouldn't do this show. Let me throw this out to you, too. There's only one reason I do this show every Saturday. Every Saturday morning, I sacrifice my day to come into this studio and share it with all of you. There is only one reason. And let me tell you right now, right off the top, it is not money. It is not for financial gains because there are none. Let me make that perfectly clear to everybody listening right now. There are none. So I do it because I love doing what I do. I love being here every Saturday morning and being able to express my opinions with a certain amount of emotion. I do agree sometimes a little more than I should, but I enjoy that. That gives me life. So when something comes up that threatens that, I have to talk about it, even though maybe it's not the subject matter that this program would normally adhere to. I have to talk about it. So, as you all know, it's been an insane week. You know, my only question is, what the hell happened? I think we were all witness to the mother of all social media injustices, as far as I'm concerned. And let me start off by saying, Don Cherry, who's been on this program several times, by the way, I would consider an acquaintance at best. I'm not going to call him a good buddy, although he might very well be a good buddy, but he's not one of those guys that I chum around with. So This is not motivated by friendship. This is solely motivated. What I'm about to tell you is solely motivated by the fact that I'm in the media industry. It's incumbent on people like me to opinionate on our programs. That's what we're all about. That's why you tune in, hopefully, is because you know I'm going to have an opinion on something. And along the way, we do obviously share information with you, and we do tell stories, and we do have great guests. But at the end of the day, if it's not about being able to opinionate on public media like this, then what do we got? You know, for the most part, on behalf, this is something we all lost touch with. You know, the fact we lost touch with really what happened here this week. So on behalf of, we'll call it the Canadian public, or at least those of us who actually give a damn about our heritage and the people who are responsible for giving us this wonderful thing that we take for granted every day, and that is our freedom. Our freedom, not only for speech, but our freedom to be who we are. The people who fought and gave their lives. I want to apologize to them, the Canadian veterans, and all of their family members who were the true victims in what took place last week, November 11th, Remembrance Day 2019, because unfortunately they got caught in the crossfires. It's a sign of the times. We totally lost perspective on reality. We were supposed to be remembering those who fought for our rights, but instead we were fighting for our rights to be remembered. Those of us who were on the one side of that story, we're fighting for our rights to be remembered. And it's unfortunate. The carnage that took place last week, in my opinion, was no different than, and I know a lot of you are going to criticize this, but no different than the citizens of ancient Rome going to the Colosseum on the weekend and cheering for the lions to kill the gladiators. You don't know those gladiators. You have no personal connection to them. They didn't know anything about them or their families, but they were there because they wanted to see the blood. And that's no different than what happened here this week, in my opinion. Most of the opinions that were expressed in ignorance. I'm sure a lot of people that complained about what took place didn't even hear the original interview. I'm positive of that because a lot of the complainants don't even watch hockey. So it was insane. But let me back up just a little bit. There's a definite advantage to only being live one day a week on this mic. It gives me an opportunity to get a more concise picture of the breaking news of the day, you know, before I pile onto the scrum like with the rest of them, you know. I'm kind of like a closer on a baseball team, right? I'm there for the final inning only. I've already seen what's taken place. I know who's hot and who's not. I know what part of the strike zone I need to hit in order to get strikeouts. I've already seen it. So maybe it's a bit of an advantage coming in after the fact, but it is a luxury that I'm going to take advantage of nonetheless. People like, and I'll mention a few names here, Joe Warmington of the Toronto Sun, who is one of the most prolific and certainly well-written scribes in the country, and he's written more about this subject this week than I'm sure he'd even like to admit pretty much every day. But he's one of the guys that reached out and gave me some advice and gave me a bit of a perspective on this crazy moment in our history. And I truly appreciate him, along with everybody else that reached out to me, as I said at the top of the piece. Now, I got to admit, sitting on the sidelines this week, watching this horrific media carnival unfold, the now you people kerfuffle and the subsequent lynching of Don Cherry by the Jess Allen-led politically correct posse makes me sick. Makes me sick. That's all I can tell you about it. Makes me sick. And I want to apologize once again to the veterans and the families of the people that we all forgot about. And boy, did we ever turn on. Not only did we forget about Don Cherry's message about buying poppies, but we went out of our way this week to forget about the whole event that took place during our wars that gave us the freedom to be here today talking on this mic and listening to this radio station. And for that, I apologize to whoever we need to apologize to. Because somewhere along the line, I missed something. I must have been out for the meeting that took place that suggested or decided that the Court of Public Opinion is now judge, jury, and executioner, with no questions asked, by the way. Well, I say shame on you, shame on us, and more importantly, shame on them, and they know who the them are. Social media can be a wonderful thing, but it can also be a monster when it's used incorrectly. And I mean used incorrectly, not only by people, but corporations as well, because there's a lot of blood on hands of not only the mass media, the social media, the traditional media, but corporations as well on this. And I think we're all to blame. Summing up, I think Rex Murphy of the National Post said it best when he said a 39 years of Don Cherry has been the face, the voice, and the proudest celebrator of the country's chosen game. The country's chosen game. He went on to say, because of what I will call the usual crowd got all huffy and screamingly righteous over what at worst was an indelicate phrase, and it was only made up of two words. And those two words, of course, are you people. And so let me talk to you about you people, because quite honestly, it's a phrase I use often. Just ask my family and my friends and my colleagues. I probably use it every day. And I use it when I need to distinguish a fundamental difference between two groups, my group and your group. So I use you people. There's nothing wrong with that. We've been using it since we stood up on our hind legs and stopped grunting. Now all of a sudden there's something wrong with it. Well, relax. Take a deep breath. There's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. So, just like there's nothing wrong with playing hockey, by the way. I know that's been under scrutiny the past few days as well. What's not okay is to say that hockey is played by a bunch of white boys who are for the most part bullies. And of course, what's also not right to say is something that came out of the mouth of another host of a popular CTV program. And she said, she's the host of the show, and she was answering an email or a text, I'm not sure which. She said, of course I'm going to talk about racism. I'm a black woman, and that's what we do. Well, those phrases are wrong, and they are hurtful and full of bigotry, and in my opinion, very racist. So we need to look at this whole picture here. What happened this week? It was all wrong. It was a total disaster right from the get-go. And unfortunately, an 84-year-old man got caught in the crosshairs. And next thing you know, it's all over but the crying. And it is all over but the crying. I know Don will survive it, by the way, for those of you wondering. We haven't seen the end of Don. We may have seen the end of Jess Allen, though, of CTV's The Social. Because, you know, and as much as Don's was a kerfuffle, and probably chose the wrong words, it was spontaneous. It was something that came out from his emotional state at that point, trying to convince people, hey, buy a poppy. It's the right thing to do. It's Remembrance Day. That's what we do here in this country on Remembrance Day. But Jess Allen and her posse, because that's what it was part of a lynch mob, that was not at the spur of the moment. That was premeditated. And those are wrong. Those things are wrong. And those need to be punished. We can't just turn our back and say, oh, well, you know, she'll get away with that. And it's quite all right. There's nothing wrong with that. We cannot let that happen. So don't ease up on that one. That's one that we have to make a difference on. We cannot have that, because that's division at its best. And that's got to stop. Other than that, enjoy the land of milk and honey, because that's exactly what we have here. Let's not take it for granted. Let's work together on all being Canadian, because at the end of the day, we live in Canada. And though we come from different backgrounds, hell, I'm an immigrant. I'm an immigrant. So, you know, this is not coming from somebody who was born and bred here. I'm an immigrant myself, but I'm a Canadian immigrant. And that's the underlying message. Let's not lose sight of that. All right. Let's move on. That's enough for that. What's on the program today, Joe? Let me have a look. I do have a sheet here with that, too. Oh, by the way, don't forget, we just gave away the eighth Mercury outboard to a young lady in British Columbia. That's two BC winners. That's fantastic. Do we have her? Oh, yeah, here she is. Lolita Turner from Vernon, British Columbia. She is the eighth winner of the 9.9 Mercury outboard motor. She entered, by the way, 159 times.
That's impressive.
That's dedication, man. I love that stuff. I love it. All right. So that's fishingcanada.com. Go in there, enter. There's one motor left. I want to see everybody in there. Everybody listening needs to go to fishingcanada.com, enter the contest section of the website, and make sure you are in line for the final draw, which is on December 16th. You still have plenty of time to get in there. What do we got here? Okay, Great Lakes Institute of Environmental Research in Windsor received a huge grant to create a genome library for the freshwater fish in Canada. And Daniel Heath will join us a little later on to talk to us about what this means to us sport fishermen. There's always got to be an advantage to us, we people. How's that? And this one I'm not sure of. It says the president, El Presidente Jack Summers from Radio World will be joining us because he's recently been named as the president of the Toronto Sportsman Show. I don't think so. I think this is propaganda coming from the Jack Summers team. We'll find out. He'll be joining us later on. The Chaga Mushroom King, Jerry Ouellette, is back from a moose hunting trip where he was also doing a from what I understand, because I talked to him, he was up there snooping for Chaga in Moose Country. So we'll find out how he made out with that. A couple of weeks ago, our guest from the Canadian Wildlife Services said that their study showed we lost 3 billion birds since 1970, and some species are headed to extinction. So I asked the obvious question, how the hell did they count? How do you know you're missing 3 billion birds? Anyways, today we'll be joined by Yosef Atia from Bird Studies Canada, and he's going to talk to us about other things, the Christmas bird count. Apparently it's an annual event, and they're going to tell us how they count birds. And finally, I didn't know this, Joe. Do you know we have wild pigs running amok in this province?
Really?
Yeah. We have wild boar.
I know we've got them on social media.
Thank you. Anyways, we've got feral pigs here in Ontario, and we'll be joined by Jeremy Down from the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry, and he'll tell us about that story. A lot to get to, my friends. Sit back, enjoy more Outdoor Journal after this. Don't you dare go away.